From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, August 10th. The News Desk 10 Stories, here's the one that opens it. Let's get into it. First, from the Dispatch, Trump is the real vaccine skeptic in his administration. Turn any article into a podcast. Upgrade now to start listening. Members can share articles with friends and family to bypass the paywall. President Donald Trump held his most recent televised cabinet meeting at Camp David last month, going around the room to hear updates from department secretaries on various policy fronts. When Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s turn to speak came, he talked up the progress the administration had made on drug pricing policies. Next, second, from Bloomberg Top, China humanoid makers hold 97% of global shipments, report says. China's humanoid robot makers commanded more than 97% of global shipments in the first half of 2026, according to new industry data affirming the country's early lead against U.S. rivals in the burgeoning field. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Top, Beijing eases home buying curbs to boost property market. The China Show 8/10/2026. Bloomberg, the China Show is your definitive source for news and analysis on the world's second biggest economy, from politics and policy to tech and trends. Yvonne Mann and David Inglés give global investors unique insight, delivering in-depth discussions with the newsmakers who matter. Source, Bloomberg. And then, fourth, from RFI English, Moscow and Damascus reach deal over Russian military bases in Syria. Syria said on Sunday that it reached a deal with Moscow on the fate of Russia's two bases in the country, which it once used to provide military support to ousted leader Bashar al-Assad during the Syrian civil war. Next, fifth, from Channel News Asia. Typhoon Dolphin weakens but disrupts travel in East China. China's National Meteorological Center NMC issued its least severe typhoon alert on Monday morning, but warned that parts of East and Central China would continue to receive heavy rain for the next day. Up next, sixth, from Le Monde, NDirect, Guerra en Ukraine, La ville de Saumy visse par des frappes russes dans la nuit, selon l'administration militaire régionale. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. And then, seventh, from The Guardian UK, Revisited, Andy Burnham apologizes for Labour's stance on Gaza podcast. In July, Andy Burnham told The Guardian's political editor, Pippa Crerar, that Labour didn't get it right on Gaza. He apologized for the party's slow response in calling for a ceasefire, but stopped short of describing what was happening on the ground as genocide. This is an edited version of Pippa's conversation with colleague Kern Stacey. The original episode was published on 9 July. You can read Pippa Crerar's exclusive with Andy Burnham here. You can read Anna Isaac's investigation into Nigel Farage and Reform UK here. Next, authorities warn that days of intense rain could trigger widespread flooding and landslides as storm moves north and further inland. More than a million people were moved to safety across eastern China by Sunday evening as powerful Typhoon Dolphin made landfall amid fears torrential rain would cause flooding and landslides. Eighth, from The Guardian World, Typhoon Dolphin. More than a million people evacuated in China as record rainfall dumped on Zhenghai. Wenzhou, a coastal city in Zhejiang Province, said it relocated more than 900,000 people and opened more than 1,500 emergency shelters. In neighboring Fujian, 98,900 people were moved from high-risk areas. Continue reading, that's the day. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.